Thanks for downloading the Bedhoppers podcast. If you're not 18, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this, because this podcast contains themes of a sexual nature. It chronicles our journey into the swinging lifestyle. Thank you for hopping into our beds.
Get in the gym or to your car. With our advice, you could go far. We fuck things up and we make mistakes. Talk about our sexy dates. It's getting hard for this to rhyme. Just as well, cause it's bed hopping time.
Hello everyone, thank you for downloading the Bedhoppers podcast. I'm Mr. H and this is...
Mrs. H.
Hello everybody, hope everyone's having a lovely time out there. We've certainly had an interesting couple of days. It's been a voyage of discovery, but in today's episode we'll be covering a few things for you. We have got our journey, we've got a topic, and the topic this time is a little bit about what's good about the lifestyle. We've got just the tip. And we've got a little bit of section of around coming soon, which will be quite interesting because we don't know what's coming soon. So hopefully by the end of the show, we'll have made that up. we've introduced a little bit of music in between for sections. Hope you like it. If you don't, sorry about that. Tough luck. I'll try not to sing too much and Mrs. H will try not to sing at all.
Oh, yeah. I don't like singing.
You love singing.
No. Maybe in a shower, but...
But what about all the listeners who think you wander around the house like Mary Poppins? I used to be afraid to speak when I was just 11.
No. Yeah, but that's not Mary Poppins singing, that's the man.
I know that. I've realised that.
All right.
What a faux pas.
Yeah, well, indeed.
What a social faux pas, which is generally the theme of this show, if you've tuned in. We're very, very conscious that quite a lot of our experiences haven't been as positive as we might like. Now, I think that our journey this time round actually starts to turn the tide. It starts to improve things. However, there is a bit of a negative attached to it.
Well, but there has to be positive things in our journey so far, otherwise we wouldn't have continued.
That's true. Very true.
So there's obviously been enough up points.
My point is always up.
Well, that's the positive side of it, right?
Woohoo!
So there's obviously had to have been enough ups in the whole journey for us to, you know, carry on.
You love some good ups and downs.
Don't we all?
So I think one of the things that we're really conscious of is, as we said, is that quite a lot of our stories have been a bit negative. Not that we've had that feedback necessarily, and I'm sure you've relished in our trials and tribulations, but we're hoping that moving forward, most of the stories should start to become a little bit more positive. Don't
and
worry.
Fun. Yeah,
I'm fun.
Yeah. But
don't worry. I still shit myself on a regular basis. Not literally, just about the level of worry that I go through.
And don't worry, we probably still like hearing about that.
Yeah. So where were we on our journey? So we've had some fun with some unicorns. We've had our first soft swap. We've been to a club.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really our first...
well, what do you want to call it?
It's like a social meets a club.
Yes, that's a very, very good way of describing it. A social networking event with a small element of play.
So Facebook then? Farmville's totally playing, right? Is that a thing now?
Fuckbook.
Maybe. Maybe that should be the thing that unites all the different systems into one glorious fuckbook.
Can you just patent that now and make it?
Yes. Fuckbook. Guys, you heard it here first. It probably exists already in the real world. But if it doesn't, it's ours. It's a Bedhopper thing now. It's ours.
Or instead of MySpace, you could have MyPlace.
Why don't you sit on my face?
Oh my God. We're just genius. Right, okay.
We're just genius. Hang on, you didn't use plural there.
No. We are genius.
Bedhopper genius. Again, you heard it here first. So we found out about this social come play come event venue thing. So once a month, this place, which is fairly local to us, it's sort of within 30-mile range or... 20-minute drive, depending on how I'm driving, it sort of opens once a month, and it basically lets everyone get together. It has a social element where everyone can gather in an area and chat. Initially, it was just a social, wasn't it?
Mm.
But subsequently, they've turned it into much more of a playing thing
And I think part of that is because people were a little bit sneaky anyway.
They've been naughty.
When they met people they liked at the social, then they would sneak off to a darkened area of the place and engage in rambunctious behaviour.
So somebody knocked someone off in a corner once.
Basically.
So they turned it into a plaything.
Yeah. And there was a ruler involved, I think, where someone got spanked.
There was a ruler?
Yeah, someone got spanked.
Like Julius Caesar?
No. They got spanked in like a corner or something, and it was...
They spanked someone off?
Well, anyway, the site was agog with it, so I think that from
a
that
gog.
Base, a gog.
A gog.
I think on that basis they decided, well, people clearly want to engage in this behaviour if they meet someone they like, so why not try and incorporate it into their kind of their environment?
Okay, that's fair enough. But at the time, when we went, in fact, we had an invite from our unicorn because she found out about it and said, hey guys, do you want to come along? And we said, well, that sounds like it will be an interesting
fun adventure,
which we love a good fun adventure, as you well know. So, in fact, she offered to pick us up, which was even better, which meant we could have a drink. Not that I'm particularly drinking at this moment in time or ever again, following the last podcast and adventure. So we jumped in the car and arrived at this place. And you have to give your names over and... codes and knock on the door
number,
three times as like a secret handshake.
Well, she's very reassuring that it's all, you know, very secret and safe from the public. So.
The east wind blows cold, but not when the sun shines brightly. Or something like that. So anyway, we got to the place and it was all fine. The venue isn't always a swinging venue. It's normally something else. It transforms, which for those of you that her sons know me more, anything to do with those delightful transforming robots instantly has my appeal. So I was very intrigued by this place. And they put up some banners and some decorations and some sweets and peanuts out. And it's got a real bar, which is an unusual thing we found in a swinging place. So and we also found that when we got there that Prosecco...
was quite cheap.
Yes, it was very cheap. A love of Mrs. H's, hint, anyone going to desire, not that you need to buy anything there, one assumes, but if you want to give her a Prosecco, I'm sure she'll accept it valiantly. I will not, for I will be so
Go
good.
On, then.
I'm going to be so
You're
good.
Never drinking again, as he said, yeah.
No, I might drink again a little bit.
Okay.
But just not that much. It's a fair thing.
Not to the point of chundering in a muff.
I didn't chunder in the muff. It wasn't even around the muff.
I think there's like a song there somewhere. Chunder muff.
Chunder cats. Hang on. You thought she was a bit interesting. So, chunder cats ho.
Oh my God. Oh, excellent.
Sorry, guys, we digress once again. So we turned up to this venue. It's very nice. And we promptly ordered some Prosecco. In fact, I think we were the first people there.
Yeah, we were stupidly early. Yeah.
And it was really interesting. We hauled ourselves up at a table and proceeded to have a few drinks.
And just observe.
And saw
what
the
was going on.
Interesting things that were going on. Now, it does play to a much older crowd, mm-hmm. to be fair, this place, typically speaking. Certainly on this night.
Well, it definitely did back then. I think now it's a little bit more
It's
diverse,
cool, all the because all the cool young kids like us, hey everyone, rock up and we attract a popular crowd wherever we go with people chucking roses out in front of... No? Okay. So, it's changed a little bit since we went. Anyway, on this particular night or evening, there were quite a lot of older people... probably in their mid-60s, I would say, maybe a bit older than that, which is great, and it's wonderful that these guys are in the lifestyle, and they were very interesting to talk to, but they weren't really our ideal
candy, no.
play people, no. to be fair, which is absolutely fine, and we've made some good friends from many of them, but I think for us it wasn't a sexy time situation.
No, we just sat there and quietly got drunk and watched the world go by.
No, and quite interestingly, our unicorn's previous... play partner turned up that night, and we, to be fair, we were a little bit mean and laughed at her.
Well, yeah, cause she was mortified, wasn't she? She's like, oh God, what's he doing here?
Because it was a socially awkward situation.
Yes, it was.
Now, the universe has a way of coming back and biting you on the arse. So no sooner had we shared a sort of couple of giggles with her about this, only gentle and being nice uh-huh. and friendly, then Special Brew and his other half walked through the door.
Now, you know, for people who maybe didn't listen to the the last episode where we talked about.
Why wouldn't they listen to it? I've listened to it.
Well, for the purposes of people who might want to go back,
I think it was two episodes ago. Yeah. So, well, that would be episode. Hang on, did I say this was episode 8? Aren't we on episode 9?
Well, anyway, Special Brew was the worst meat we ever had, wasn't he? So
he was the worst meat we've ever had.
And in his trolls.
And probably sits no more than 2 metres away from us. So we do our best to sort of acknowledge him. And to be fair, the chap does come off and sort of mutter something of an apology.
He did. He said, oh, I'm so sorry I got so drunk last time and I'm on my best behaviour tonight. So we were like, okay, all right, cool.
So that was all okay. So after drinking the various amounts of Prosecco and water that I'd clearly been mostly on for the night, I had to go to the bathroom. So wandered off to the bathroom to have myself a Jimmy Whittle. Absolutely lovely. And in the space that I moved away, what happened, Mrs. H?
Well, like a pigeon on a chip.
Pigeon chip.
a rat up a drain pipe. Mr. Special Brew gallops over to me and sits down where you had been sat.
My seat wasn't even cold yet.
No, you barely left the room and he swooped in. And he proceeded to sit next to me and opposite the unicorn friend and said to me, well, you know, we've had a chat and, you know, you can come back with us if you like. Just you know, and play with us. But
so just Mrs. H?
Yeah.
Just you?
It's just me.
Just you.
I mean, what an outstanding proposition, granted.
Yeah.
You know, so, obviously sorely tempted.
I know. Well, so you immediately took him up on the offer and went back to his place. No, that's not what happened. So,
thankfully, there's not a follow-up episode telling you about that.
So I came back from the bathroom only to see
him scuttle off.
Scuttle away, which was quite interesting.
So, and obviously, I revealed what he'd just told me.
Yeah, clearly, and couldn't wait to tell me and die of embarrassment at the same time. So this happened, and we thought, okay, it's a bit off, but fine. So after a while, he sort of disappeared, and we spoke to his other half for one or two minutes.
Just to see if she was okay.
And she said she was okay and that she was all right. Mm. I'm not entirely sure I believed her, but, you know, we did what we could to offer, you know, our assistance and our reassurances and all this sort of stuff. And we promptly forgot about them being there, because it's quite a big venue.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you can see the other side of the room. It's not like, you know, like massive. It's not like an air hanger.
Yeah, and we had better things to do than worry about Special Brew and
his psychic, so. A younger couple in their early 20s had been messaging us saying that they may or may not turn up to this particular night. And lo and behold, they walked through the door.
Yeah.
And it's fair to say they were bloody hot.
They really were.
They were really hot. And for us 40-somethings, although I may not have been 40 at that precise moment.
Well, I was, so.
Well, you were, clearly, in your late 40s, is it?
Shut up.
Mid 40s?
Late 40s. Early 40s.
Early 40s. Early 40s.
Fiend.
Fiend. You're going to swear then.
Yeah, I was.
Naughty Mrs. H. You have to get a spanking for that.
Okay, we'll adjourn this podcast here for now.
Yeah, see you in 25 minutes, guys. This hot couple walk in and make a beeline directly for us.
Yeah.
And part of our experience around the lifestyle up to that point was that we hadn't really met massively attractive people or a lot of young people.
Especially not in the couples kind of.
No, thing. Where both of them were hot. So he was he's a tall dude.
He's super tall.
He's tall, and as you guys hopefully know and remember, we are but hobbit sized. She was really lovely.
Oh yeah, she was a little pocket rocket, wasn't she? She was great.
A little pocket rocket. Yeah. They proceeded to buy us as many drinks.
Oh my God.
We could shove down our faces, which wasn't that many, to be fair, having guzzled our way through sugar. Again,
we were quite cheap dates at that point.
We were very cheap dates at that point. And before we knew it, before the night was over, we found ourselves necking at the bar with them, like teenagers behind bike sheds.
Yeah.
I think that's what teenagers do. Maybe now they just do it behind iPads.
Yeah, totally.
Teenagers behind large televisions.
Or over Snapchat.
Or teenagers that are just not bothered to go to school.
But yeah, we behaved disgracefully at the bar, like a fooling around.
And one of our rules, I don't know if you remember this, gentle listeners, is that we don't like to throw ourselves into a situation at first contact.
Without going away and talking extensively about it together.
And then we were like, oh my God, this couple is so hot. Om nom 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 nom. This is amazing. Let's jump all around with these guys. And
to be fair, we were standing next to each other at the bar. So it's not like we went off on, you know, went in different directions.
I think what got me was our unicorn came over and high-fived us.
Yeah, and then she was like, you guys look like you're having a good time. I'm going now. Bye.
So she left us with this couple.
She was like, promise me you'll be okay. We were like, yes, just go, because we're busy.
Yes, leave us with the cool kids. We'll be fine. So she went on her way, and this delightful couple invited us back to their house.
Oh, my God.
So we ran away for a moment to ourselves and had a hushed conversation.
Oh, you thank Christ we did that.
I know. Should we go back to their place?
Yeah, yes. All right.
Yeah. Have an agreement? Yeah. High-fived ourselves again because...
We broke our own rules.
But it was a good breaking...
It felt quite naughty and a bit rebellious. We were like, oh my God, we're being so brave here. This is working out. Everything's hot. They're hot. We're hot, clearly. And, you know, we've scored.
I know. It was good. It was really good. So we went outside with them. Mm. And actually, this was our first ever experience of Uber.
Oh, yeah.
So, not being particularly down with the kids.
We left it to them.
We left the Ubering to them, which basically meant them trying to scrape through their data allowance that they had on their mobile phones whilst trying to get reception and wandering up and down a high street trying to sort their Uber out. While they were doing that, we were just waiting outside the club. And all of a sudden, this blur of an angry, short, Begbie-like ass hat, cockwomble, thunder clunge. Any others we want to throw at him? Special brew.
Spangletwant.
That's a good one. Let's go with that one. Came running up to me and said, oi, you better fucking take your glasses off. I wear glasses, by the way, unless I've covered that. I think we covered that last time. But anyway, I had glasses on. So I can fucking hit you.
That's now, pretty much how he sounded. Yeah.
I know. So... in my amazing...
I mean, this is Special Brew we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
He's come careering down the street towards you.
Yeah. Literally, nose to nose and wants to batter me. And at this point, my brain kicks in and says, well, if I take my glasses off, one, he's going to punch me, and two, I'm not going to be able to see him to punch him back.
Not that you're a violent man and you wouldn't punch him anyway.
I'd have probably just run away. And he's literally screaming at me to take my glasses off. So I guess it's some weird... sort of sense of honour that he's trying to purvey here. But anyway...
I don't know. Oh, no, I think he just didn't want to cut his hand.
Maybe.
Glasses.
I want to hurt my hand on your glasses and take them off so I can fucking punch him.
Oh, I don't know. What a strange thing to have said. Anyway.
Anyway, so he's yelling at me and I'm just trying to work out what the fuck is going on. Clearly quite confused at this point. And our delightful new 6 foot giant of a man steps in to ask what's going on. And Special Brew looks up and looks up and looks up and looks up and looks up. He didn't look up multiple times. That was him just continuing to look further and further up in case that wasn't particularly clear.
Because Special Brew is shorter than you.
I know. This is a rare occasion.
Yeah. So he was a really small weasel.
So he's more of a dwarf. I don't know. Were hobbits taller than dwarves?
Not that short, dear. But yeah. Okay.
So on the Lord of the Rings scale, I'm not sure where we all fit in.
Our new friend was Gandalf to a hobbit, then, let's say.
No,
size-wise.
He was more of a Balrog to a
Gandalf. Okay.
I think we're getting schematically
we are a little
problematic.
Bit segueing into
segueing, clearly. So anyway, after looking up and up and up and up and up and up, Special Brew literally turns around. I'm doing the actions, but you can't see me. It's really good. You'd be really impressive. You can see it. It's fantastic. Runs into a car across the road where he's got about five or six people in there that we hadn't noticed, all crammed in there like clowns, and screeches off down the road.
Yeah.
Never to be seen or heard of.
And we have never to this day seen or heard from him again, you're right.
To be
fair,
we did speak to the organisers of the club and mention this.
They were terrific.
And they were really helpful and great. Not on the night, because obviously we'd scored quite highly and proceeded to go back to our young friend's house.
Yeah, so, you know, continuing this theme of, hey, the positive aspects of a lifestyle, the fun, positive, break all our rules and have some... fun.
Yeah, it was full on. It was like German techno going on. Not that German techno is good, but it was a good fun night. We had plenty of sexy times with them.
We did.
I didn't think we full swapped with them.
No, we didn't.
No. However, we ended up staying at their house overnight, which is, again, something that we didn't really want to do.
And something we've never repeated again. No, I know. Because it's not something we decided to do.
We didn't repeat it again. Yeah. Thankfully, the next morning, the chap gave us a lift home, so he drove totally out of his way to drop us off at home, which was amazing. Yeah, fair play to the chap.
That's all fine. That was all good fun.
Perfect. Until we got through our door, and 10 minutes later, realised that Mrs. H had left most of her jewellery under their bed.
Because I remember now, like, disrobing and taking all this nice jewellery off in case it got knocked Anyway, I took all this nice jewellery off and laid it carefully on the floor, sort of half under the bed, and then completely forgot to retrieve it the following day. And left it there.
And how long, Mrs. H, did it take us to get that jewellery back?
About 6 months.
6 months. And organising something with this couple was...
Because we didn't even have a flipping phone numbers, because obviously it had been a pretty much a rock-up. Oh, they're the guys
we
that
had their kick.
Briefly, yeah, but we didn't have an actual phone number.
No.
An address.
Well, I think the thing was that it took us a long time to retrieve the item. And we'll come back to the when we catch up with them, because I think that's a different story. And
it's
an equally interesting story.
Yeah.
But it was such a weird thing. Uh-huh. But if you've ever tried to arrange things, and I'm not cussing the whole millennials and generations that are out there, but it was a bit like trying to get a stroppy teenager to tidy their room. A favourite phrase of mine. So I think that's where we'll leave this bit of our journey. So in summary, went to a social / play club place. Broke our rules. Hooked up with a hot couple. Super hot couple. You're upgrading them to super hot, nice. Mm. And also got threatened to be punched, but wasn't actually punched. And then Mrs. H lost some jewellery.
Correct.
In summary, good. Yeah, I think we could have told that in 5 minutes. I think it's taken us a good part of 20 minutes. However, we hope you've enjoyed the journey that we've been taking you on so far.
How many unicorns out of 10 would you give that story?
I would give that story, I think unicorn, so how many is one unicorn worth?
Oh, I don't know. They're quite rare. So.
Really? They're worth quite a bit. Out of 10, I'd probably give that story 9. Unicorns. Yeah, yeah. I'm rating it highly on the
unicornometer. Unicornometer, I don't know.
Pornometer?
Yeah, but it is. I mean, the point I think we're getting at here is it's good.
I love it when you get to my point.
It's good to explore the, as you say, the fun and the positives of the lifestyle that we have encountered. We genuinely have. And it's just, in the early days, the formative days, it's fair to say the bumps in the road were probably more frequent than we would like, but at least we did eventually then break some kind of luck and got hymens. Some...
we broke some hymens. They weren't that young.
Well, we struck lucky and started to enjoy it more.
I think
and that really did a lot for our confidence.
It did.
We pulled some 20-year-olds.
I know, hey. We high-fived each other for many hours after this. But this leads us beautifully and wonderfully on into our topic, which is... What's so bloody good about the lifestyle? I added the bloody in because it sounded awesome.
Yeah.
At least I thought it did.
Go on then. What is so bloody good about this lifestyle?
Well, I think for one thing, it's made me grow the fuck up.
Okay.
I think it's made me a little bit more mature. And now I appreciate that.
In a nicer way.
Okay. I think our listeners, whilst they won't necessarily think of me as a mature person, probably would have been scared of me. Well, not scared of me, but worried about me at the start of our journey.
How fragile you could have been and how susceptible you may have been to the jealousy factors and those bumps we talked about.
I know. It's something that I feel much more confident having been in this lifestyle. I feel that I'm relatively attractive. Not as attractive as you. Oh, delightfully sexy one.
You do pretty well.
Thanks.
You really do.
I've done all right. done good. So my confidence has been helped, but I also think that the way I think about these things and my maturity over how I handle it, even down to more recent events that have happened, I'm much more confident and mature enough to take a step back and think, actually, this isn't the end of the world. You know, it's like talking about your past. When we first started talking about your past, Mrs. H, I...
Freaked out,
utterly. And
because younger...
Thank you. That's an edit. She's only gone and said my name. It's not live, really, isn't it? No, we'll cover that up. I'll cover it up with a delightful boop.
I'm so sorry.
So, younger Mr. H, then.
Yes. Younger Mr. H would not cope so well with some of these, the things, or the curveballs that the lifestyle throws at us.
His curvy balls. Mr. H's curvy balls. So, I think, for me, it's that. But the flip side, or the painted bedhopper flip, is all the sexy times that goes with it. I mean, it's fantastic. And not only have we been able to experience different people and different situations and different body shapes and all this kind of cool stuff, but the reconnection that we've had afterwards has been nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
And I love having these adventures with you and then being able to come back and reconnect in a really positive and sexy, naughty way, which is really cool. And, you know, let's face it, no one can fuck quite like your own partner, surely.
It's true. So it's nice to, as you say, have that reclamation and the reflection.
That's mine. That's mine. That bit's mine.
You know, either the same night or the day after.
Or even during.
when you just get to enjoy your partner again, all over again, and think, this is why I fell in love. This is him. I love him, and it feels so good to be kind of back with him after the fun adventure, granted, and we've shared that together, but then the love that we felt the day after, I think, is just like on a much deeper level.
You love it when I'm on a much deeper level. I can't say these things.
I was being all sentimental then, and then you've come along.
I've come along.
With your pun lane innuendos.
Pun what?
Pun-laden innuendos.
Surely that's what people are listening for. It's nothing to do with your silky, whoever it is, people
but
say
it's
you sound
your
like
puns,
to
aren't
yeah,
they?
It's just my puns. Uh-huh. It's the me show today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. H's bedhopping extravaganza. not that the ego is out of the cage at all now, guys. So what's been good about the lifestyle for you, Mrs. H? Notice how I didn't use your real name.
That's very clever of you. To be fair, how many episodes have we done and it's the first time I've
done
that?
It's not the first time.
Shush, I'm sure it is.
It's not the first time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, don't make me go back and show you.
Oh, no. So what's good about the lifestyle for me? Okay. Oh, or for us. Actually, I've just answered my own question. It's good for us. It's super good for us. It's made our relationship. It's really highlighted all the awesome things that we do together that we do really well. And we're not replacing something in our relationship. We're enhancing what we have.
Nice.
And that's so, so important to me. And it's so important that we find other connections with people who have a similar approach, I think.
Would you say that our relationship has transformed?
Oh my God, I knew it. I bloody knew coming with another sodding Transformers pun. No, stop with the Transformers fans.
Okay.
Oh, it's for me, it's enhancing what we have and not necessarily trying to patch something up or trying to replace something that's, you know, not exciting anymore. It's there to really add more and actually get to share that with other people. And I like them to see what a great relationship we have.
I know. Even if we are a car crash.
But I love the fact that I get to go home with you. I'm your wife, and I get to show you off. I get to be like, "Hey, this guy's awesome.
To
I endorse
fair,
him."
You have been taking pictures of me in my pants the last few days.
You know, and I'm going to be good enough to share him. How good is that? And then again, you do the same with me. I just think it's a super fun part of a lifestyle that I've enjoyed a surprising amount. Really
cool. I think.
And good people we've met.
Well,
we have met some really good people.
Just what I was going to say. I think the fact is that we've met some amazing, amazing friends.
Super amazing friends.
Hopefully, many of whom are listeners.
And hopefully, many of whom might stay in our lives for a long time.
Yeah,
Whether they be pants on or pants off friends.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the fact that we've met so many awesome people. and we've got like-minded experiences we can chat and have a drink and have some fun about.
I do love the way that conversations on Kick groups do go from the obscure obtuse to incredibly rude within like a click of a finger. It's quite funny. Like you'll be there talking about sexy times, and then all of a sudden it'll be talking about
look what I have for lunch.
Yeah, look at my dog. Look at my dog, everybody. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's quite funny, isn't it?
Went but a little I bit muppety that. Then. Sorry.
But that's again what makes it all so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, look at my dog.
We've met such a diverse...
And now I'm taking it in the ass. Woo!
That's so wrong on many levels.
Why?
No, no.
What? Come on. Can I not sing the Rainbow Kisses connection?
Well, if you think that's a part of a lifestyle that you've really super enjoyed, then yes. So, yeah, I think... There we go. I mean, we've given you like three... awesome reasons why a lifestyle is good fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the, as you say, the maturing of your kind of your personality, your ability to kind of like get on with things and not
anyone else's things. Just my personality.
The awesome friends, and of course the fact that we're getting to showcase our fantastic relationship.
That's cool.
You know, those are three great things. I think there's many more, but
wow, the other thing you haven't mentioned actually, just this weekend, we hit the 11-year anniversary mark.
We did.
Which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
So...
super loved up.
Very loved up. But it's... and it's been quite a vanilla weekend, actually, for us, which has been an interesting turn of events for on recent weeks. But it's been really nice, actually, just to be able to share the things we've learned in our relationship with other people. And I think that's been really cool.
Definitely.
Cool. So, right, we'll go on to... Just the Tip, and we've got a new little song for you to intro it. It's not that I'm insanely proud of it, but I'm going to play it all the time now, and all my friends are going to hear it, and everyone else is going to hear it. It's going to be topping the charts soon.
It might even be your theme tune as you walk around.
Yeah, no, I thought that was more like...
Yeah, wouldn't you have something more like the Pink Panther? Like, yeah. You have a lot of theme tunes.
Maybe. Anyway, Just the Tip, folks.
Doesn't matter if you're old or young, listen up for some sexy fun. We've got advice, so let it rip. Don't go balls deep, cause it's just the tip.
So that was our new Just the Tip music. Hope you liked it.
You're hoping for lots and lots of positive feedback, aren't you?
So
you
secretly. Can... I am.
It's secret feedback.
Yeah, secret feedback. It's going to be my new ringtone.
Oh, God. Are you going to get a whole range of like stuff made as well, like coasters?
Yeah, I'm going to have coasters, T-shirts, polo hats. Shirts. Yeah.
Just the tip.
Just the tip from Bedhoppers. Bedhoppers tip. So oh, what's my Just the Tip this week? Mine is all about the fellas.
Ooh.
Ooh, fellas. Your favourite topic, possibly?
Oh, I like fellas and ladies, but all right. Yeah, fellas are... I like fellas.
You like fellas? I like the fellas. So, I think...
like a fine gent.
A fine gent. I think one of the things we found as we've been on our adventures is that quite often the gents put in so little effort.
In comparison to the beautiful ladies who knock it out of the park.
I know, every single time. Ladies show up in wonderful... Well, not... Obviously, they have underwear on. But, normally, they have underwear on underneath their stunning outfits. And I'm not suggesting that guys need to wear the most extravagant pair of boxer shorts or pants or whatever.
No, God,
but I
no.
think part of it is, like, just not jeans and a T-shirt.
Don't shame a lady up, really.
Well, yeah, and it... I really like it when people sort of match in a way, and they try and compliment
each other.
Not literally like, oh, that's a lovely dress. Oh, your dress is particularly lovely. No, I mean...
Oh, God, we're wearing the same dress. One of us is going to have to get changed.
Fuck. So I think it's just about the gents taking a moment before they do their 5 minutes of prep before they wander out the door.
I agree to
think about how they present themselves. And that it can be, you know, most I'm talking about clothes, I think, mostly. But it is about, you know, making sure that you've either shaved or sorted your beard out if you've got one. And if you've got one...
Smell nice.
You smell nice, brushed your hair and your teeth, you know.
It goes back to what I was saying when I was talking about the positives of a lifestyle are I like to show you off. I'm proud that I can take you along and go, hey, this is my husband, isn't he hot?
But you do make me dance around like a show pony. Dance with me, Mr. H, dance for me. And, you know, make me moonwalk across the floor and pull out the robot.
And the running man. And the running man. But, you know, the point is, it's you want to be proud of your respective other half in your arm, don't you, surely?
You do, you do. And I think...
And if I look like a sack of shit next to you, then I'd be letting the side down.
You would be letting the side down. But also, it feels a bit of a disservice to the people that you're... Mm. You're hopefully trying to bang later on.
Well, you're trying to impress them, aren't you? On a basic level, you're preening.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't wear my favourite He-Man t-shirt to a meet unless it was specifically requested, and it's never happened as yet.
Not yet, no.
No, I live.
Do you know what? I do love a man in a suit. I am a sucker for a man in a suit.
I know.
I really do like that.
I think that's where your Iron Man fetish comes from.
I'm not saying men have to wear a suit, but you know, something's...
Hey men, wear a suit.
But men do look good in suits, to be fair.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I look good in a suit.
You do?
He says, with no ego at all. I'm just aware of it. Anyway, Mrs. H, what is your just the tip?
My tip is very practical.
Nice.
This time.
Liking it.
And it's really about being prepared for when you do eventually get to the sexy times, and in particular, if you are going to go with a full swap option on the cards.
You're going to talk about cock push-ups?
Definitely.
Just one is all you need?
One is all you need.
Sexy lunges?
I couldn't do any, actually. Okay, fine. No, it's not about cock push-ups or sexy lunges. It's about condoms and lube.
Nice.
Mm. So just really to have a few alternatives in your arsenal. Of,
not in your arse.
In your, if they're going in your arse, then be even more prepared. But no, just to have some alternatives like latex-free or...
Latex-free lube.
You are in a sassy mood today, aren't you?
I am the sass master.
You are, aren't you?
You have not, been not an assassinated.
Ass master, an ass master.
Maybe.
So it's really just to not assume that your respective partner is going to be okay with what you bring.
So what you're
and
saying,
actually, they may have something themselves.
Spitting onto your hand is not going to be enough.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either.
No, it's cheap.
It's cheap, but it makes my hand feel weird. Like I need to really clean my hand. I'm not saying that my spit is particularly gross.
Oh, God.
But, you know, it is.
So it's to be prepared and have a few alternatives. And I don't mean like crappy flavoured ones, Graham. It's not the '80s, but just yeah, some non-latex.
Is that what the '80s was known for? Flavoured Johnnies.
Yeah, do you not remember them when they brought out like lager and lime flavoured ones and like cheese and onion crisp flavoured ones? It was like a whole
I was
range
only
of
barely
them.
In my teens by the end of the '80s.
Alright, maybe it wasn't the '80s, but it was I definitely remember once I became sexually active at that age, there was a whole
at that age of no. six.
There was a whole bizarre range of flavours
in 1981 when Mrs. H was six or whatever it was, the amount of Johnnies that she used to knock back was
it's like a snake bite flavour, please.
Excuse me, Dad.
Oh, no, God, it'd be Jaeger bombs now, wouldn't it?
No, I can imagine the conversation.
Excuse me, Dad, I don't want any shandies, but I would really like a packet of Johnnies that are flavoured like lager, please. I don't know why you sound like this.
No, me neither. But yeah, now it would be stupid things like Jaeger bombs, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
Oh, how hideous.
Yeah, that doesn't sound so good.
Add it to your list of stuff you're going to produce. Jaeger bomb flavoured Johnnies.
Hang on. Mrs. H flavoured Johnnies.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that flavour is?
Well, no, that's just weird.
We'll have to make the flavour.
God. So, and the other part to this, of course, is to have a little handy pop of lube.
Pop a lube.
Pop a lube. Little pot of lube.
Pop a lube. Mm. Like Papa John's.
Because, you know, although lots of ladies do get excited, I guess, there's always room for a more comfortable experience for the gentleman.
And the ladies,
exactly.
It's all about making it comfortable for the ladies.
Yeah, so it's good to have a nice, good quality lube as well.
There's nothing worse than a dry, arid... I'm not even going to finish this one.
No, please don't.
No, I'll step away from this one. Right, moving on then. That was just the tip. Woo! Coming soon. So we've got a few bits coming soon that we want to talk about. First off, We said that we're going to Mexico. Woo! We're going to Desire in November.
So excited.
So we're going to the We Got a Thing and Swinging Down Under thing that they're organising.
Yeah,
So we're going to rock up. But none of you will know who we are. It'll be impossible to tell.
Well, you'll be swanning around with your theme music behind you, so actually they'll have a fair idea.
I'm going to adopt
an
accent.
Look at that man with a monocle and a top hat and like a load of dogs following him around or something.
I'm just going to speak with an Aussie accent the whole time just to confuse people. G'day, mate.
You won't be able to sustain it. You'll have to slip into your theme music before you know.
God damn it. Anyway, so...
you'll be wearing a suit.
Yeah, so...
in Mexico. So hot.
The only... fake Australian suit wearing theme tune following with, hobbit
with latex free condoms
out there,
on like a bandolier thing
on a bandolier, well, like a Chewbacca thing,
yeah. Making Star Wars noises. You are going to stick out like a sore thumb, dear.
I always do.
I can't wait. People will be flocking around you going, that's him, isn't it? That's that strange British dude from the podcast.
Sat in the corner by himself, entertaining
with his hot wife.
Yeah, listening to a Transformers.
Oh wait, she's
theme.
Got Jaeger bomb flavored condoms. What?
No, she just naturally tastes of Jaeger. If you squeeze, you do you not drip Prosecco?
My only is I don't even like Jaeger bombs. They're gross.
No, fair Prosecco. Enough.
Ooh, a Prosecco flavored condom.
No, it'll be all bubbly and weird.
Mm.
No.
Is he?
Fizzy and condom is not a combination that you probably Actually, want. No. It contains hints of weird STDs and all sorts of crazy other things like that.
My cock's fizzing. I don't think it should be.
Why does it burn? So we're going to Mexico in November. We have got to get shredded for that.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm going to have abs like abs.
You could grate cheese on them.
Yeah, I think we covered this last time. But they're going to be cheese grateable.
But if we say it enough, then we'll have to
happen.
Stick to it.
Yeah. Or I might just tape cheese graters to my abs.
Oh my God. No, I'm just going to tape cheese.
If any ladies want to lose some weight, they can just lie on top of me and it'll like shave off a couple of pounds for them.
So we've
got that. Later on next week, we're doing a little bit of an interview, bit of a special one that I'm looking forward to in particular. Now, we're not going to tell you who that is just yet, just in case it goes all wrong and we make up someone else in the meantime.
It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm thoroughly looking forward to having the piss ripped out of me.
I mean, you think this episode's funny? Like, it's going to be a whole new
game. So, other things that in the sort of coming soon / roundup section that I've just invented on the spot.
That's great.
So we've had a rough couple of days. We won't go into the details on that, but I think it's fair to say we've had our own miniature outing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of getting over that and trying to understand what that means for us. Moving forward. So I think, you know, we're all good and our ability to cope is pretty strong. So
We're quite resilient.
Quite resilient. But I think for us, it may mean that we need to be a little bit quieter. But, we'll see how things go and hopefully we'll still be able to keep playing around and being the naughty people that we are, which is always
discreetly.
Fun. Discreetly. maybe more discreetly or less discreetly. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, when the winds have calmed, perhaps we'll talk about that on a
That's
podcast.
A support,
we'll talk about that one. And finally, the final thing that we want to talk about in today's episode is that in 2 weeks, we've got our first house party.
Oh, gosh. Not at our house. But
no. Not at our house.
God, no.
No, the servants wouldn't cope with that. Jeeves, where's my tea and crumpets?
No, but not our house, no. We are going to a house party.
With friends.
Mm.
Well, our friend's house party.
Yeah.
It's not... It is a swinging house party, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just a house party.
It's going to be really awkward for you to show up naked and they're like, oh, we just spent... Are we going to watch like Lord of the Rings for a few hours?
For a few hours? No one can watch Lord of the Rings for a few hours. There's been a lot of Lord of the Rings-like references in today's episode.
It has, hasn't there?
Yeah. Taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Maybe it's because our last 48 hours has felt like a bit of a descent into Mordor.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe we've just got a really, really long walk to go on.
Mm.
Maybe. However,
it's
so...
It's thrown us into a bit of a dilemma, though, this house party. Well, has me.
What the fuck do you do at a house party?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No idea. What's the etiquette here?
Yeah, what's the social graces that we need to be mindful of?
Yeah, I'm just clueless.
If you guys have any clues, please... Please get in touch because we need some help here.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll mangle and mingle our way through it.
I'm sure it'd be awesome.
We do know a few of the couples that are going, which is good.
We do. We know the majority of them, but it's still something, again, a first. We haven't been to one before.
Oh, I've got a thirst. I mean, I'm not drinking so much these days.
Well, it's a first for us, isn't it?
It is.
We're a bit like, oh, what do we do?
As per normal, I'm shitting myself.
Yeah.
And you're probably all right to jump in straight away, but we'll probably panic 20 minutes before over what you're wearing.
And definitely panic over what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing?
Oh, God, no, don't ask me that now.
Well, it's at the moment, it's like some baggy jogging bottoms and baggy jumper.
They're lounge pants.
Lounge pants.
I'm comfy.
Why are you wearing the comfy lounge pants?
Oh, because I had a huge tattoo on my thigh.
And for what reason did you have that?
For our wedding anniversary.
There we go.
You gave it to me as a gift.
I didn't draw it. I got some pens and some colouring books. And I drew it all up and down your leg.
I am so in love with it. It is absolutely stunning.
Good.
But it's huge.
Well, you've got to love it because it's going to be there permanently.
Yeah, it's huge and super painful right now. So I'm wearing the comfiest, softest lounge pants I can find while my leg recovers.
Yeah, hopefully it'll have healed in time.
For
the party in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexier than an oozing tattoo.
God, it won't be oozing then. No, it'll be fine by then. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be wearing. And I'm not really sure what the etiquette is with a house party. Does everyone just pile in? Does everyone go off to... Do they choose a couple they like? I don't know.
Well, I was going to get a Batman-style belt.
You're just going to Batman me through the whole thing anyway,
with all the objects I could possibly need in it. And rock up in a cape and tiger pants.
Uh-huh.
And
when everyone stopped laughing, yeah.
What do you mean, why would they be laughing at that? That's the sexiest thing I've described all show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fine, you're looking at me funny.
You might want to give it a trial run, just for me.
Just for you.
And see if I find it sexy.
Bedhoppers!
Not working so far.
Can I refer to myself in the third person?
You often do.
Mr. H, don't do this shit! Mr. H, want a glass of milk, fool?
You do not want a glass of milk at a sex party.
What? Why not?
You sick out of your nose halfway through. Gross.
I can be sick out of my nose at any event. I don't even need milk to do that, as we've found out.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. A tried and tested formula.
Yeah. So, and I think we would like your advice, if you have any. And the way you can give us that advice is by sending it by carrier pigeon to the UK.
Carrier pigeon.
Or you can Twitter it to us.
Twitter it. A tweet.
Tweet.
Yes.
You can direct message us on Twitter.
Mm.
How about that?
Yeah.
How future are we? 2000 and late. And what's our Twitter account, Mrs. H?
Bedhoppers UK.
Is that a question?
It's a statement.
Is it a question? So you can email us at bedhoppersuk.
Make sure you put a question mark on the end of it. Otherwise it won't work.
I think it's just regular bedhoppersuk.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any dots or anything in it. It can be uppercase or lowercase, whatever you like, if you fancy that. I don't know if uppercase works, actually. Scrap that. It's all lowercase. Send it to us in lowercase.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Or a pigeon.
Yeah, send any advice. And any hints and tips to improving our lifestyle. We love just the tip.
If you have enough lube.
Yeah, or you can go balls deep with your tip. It's up to you.
But if you have plenty of lube.
Yeah. So I think that's it for now. I don't think we've got much more to add.
Rambling to add.
Well, I know. It's been beautifully rambly.
Has been so rambly.
I know, right?
But hey, we needed a bit of laugh and banter today.
A bit of bants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us for our bants.
Yeah.
On this delightful Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah, Sunday.
And your awesome singing.
Thank you. I'll be passing around a tips jar
and
shortly.
Our musings.
Do you want to do the phrase?
Thanks for hopping into our bed.
Take care, guys. Where's my lube? Where's my lube?
Why have you got condoms all over that belt?
I'm sex man. Where's Falco?
Are you really going to go for a sex party like that?
Yes.
Awesome.